Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, this is the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine to provide life guidance and help people connect through emotion with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and followers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lives online. Listen to your favorite spiritual and master teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. My name is Luciana Stiglich. I'm the founder of Inner Healers, and I will be your host in this adventure. May you allow yourself to enjoy it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. My name is Luciana Stiglich, and I will be your host in this adventure. Our topic for today is Awaken the Ancient Priestess Within You, and our special guest is Debbie Ma. Today, we will learn how to unveil the ancient priestess healing arts within you through language, sound, breath, dance, yoga, meditation, Shakti embodiment, shamanic and tantric practices, sacred rituals and ceremonies, alchemy of the elements, women's wisdom teachings, and cacao heart opening ceremony. By embodying the priestess of the golden age and consciously attuned to the higher frequencies of the divine feminine, you contribute to the evolution of your soul and participate in the planetary service of co-creating a community of awakened humanity upon Earth. Our very special guest for today, Debbie Ma, she's a Reiki master, multidimensional shamanic healer, ascended master channel, Akashic reader, yoga teacher, and has been dedicated in the past 17 years of loving service to the awakening of divine feminine and the anchoring of the golden age upon Earth. Help me welcome Debbie. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Debbie. Thanks for being with us today.
It's my pleasure to be part of this.
Yes, honey. I guess your communication is breaking up a little bit. We would love you to please tell us, for those of our listeners who might be listening to you for the first time through our show, could you please tell us about yourself and your experience during these last 17 years?
Yes, I would be honored. Hear me. Sometimes the line is not so good, but can you hear me at the moment?
Yes, we are live, honey. I was wondering if you could please tell our listeners, some of them might be listening to you for the first time. I was wondering if you could please tell us about yourself and your experience during these last 17 years.
Yes, I can. My name is Debbie Ma, and last 17 years as a light worker upon this planet, it's been quite a journey. My journey began in Nepal some 17 years ago, receiving Reiki 1 and 2, which led me to India to study for my master and to receive very high transmissions of light, even with staying in ashrams in India with enlightened teachers. For nearly 10 years, I was on and off in India for most of the year, really just purifying my emotional body, my physical body, and really awakening to the essence of who I was. I worked very strongly with the Divine Mother while I was in India, really working with ancient chants, mantras, yoga, working with some profound teachers that really supported me in receiving high frequencies of light and unfolding the truth within myself. I was very grateful to spend my 30s, actually all of my 30s, in the ashram life and really working with teachers that were really bringing forth very high esoteric teachings. part of when I left India, we were already sitting in the golden age. You know, India is often the microcosmos for the macro, and the golden age, it might have been about 2005, where it was embodied within my reality of life, and it was activated in many timelines. And so I was then guided to go to Peru and to begin my journey with shamanism. And that really supported me to embody the essence of who I am, to embody the divine feminine energy, the Shakti, into the physical world, into third dimensional realms, realizing that for the awakening of humanity and for me to do my service, it wasn't about going out into the higher celestial realms. It was about embodying them. And I began a steep journey working with some amazing shamans and working with soul retrievals and sound healings and sacred remedies to support in the opening of multidimensional existence, so I could really anchor this golden light into all of my multidimensional beings and into the core of the earth. I'm very guided, having a channel of the ascended masters. Basically, I receive my humans, and my psychic abilities were open at that point in time. Well, and so I'm blessed, and I feel very for the work to as really a service to the divine, a service to the earth, to be able to transmit the energies, the sounds, and also the wise teachings that come to tradition in shamanism, being yogi, and being the priestess way. I have a very strong Celtic connection and spent many years in England and studying the ancient ways of being feminine. Working with the elements, with the cycles of the moon, working with the intense awakening of the heart and the womb to really bring forth the remembrance of all the ancient gifts of woman that were very potent upon the earth hundreds of years ago, and to support in the awakening of these gifts.
So for our listeners to understand what you're saying, because this is a lot of information for them to process, can you tell us about your path as a shamanic healer? Which tradition were you initiated in?
I was initiated by the shamanic grandmothers, working very strong with the plant medicine, working with psychic surgery, soul retrieval, working with... going deep into the voidal core of the earth and working with the ancient grandmothers to remember all of the ancient wisdom that was lost within the underworld and to hold the higher frequencies within the celestial realms. So my tradition very much comes from South America, studying with teachers, Olga, Dapan, working with Diego Palmer. So working with some very potent and powerful shamans from South America, from the ancient Icarus, and from Australia.
So what are the Akashic records, and how does your work help those interested in having a reading?
The Akashic records are all the records that are held within the blueprint of your soul. So any lives that you've lived, they support you in opening up these timelines that are simultaneously running, and to really start to see possibly why you are having these experiences in your life at the moment. Sometimes we're in relationships and we've got particular programs running and we're not quite sure why, and as we go into the Akashic records, we're able to really read the blueprint of the contract that your soul has made to experience this lifetime, to bring back into wholeness, to bring back into that alignment of your divine self. So it's really an amazing tool to open up understanding why things are happening within your life. From my understandings and my guidance from the masters, once the Akashic records are opened and there's an awareness of an aspect of your soul that is playing out a particular karmic pattern, it's basically ready to be completed and ready to evolve into the higher frequencies of light. Whenever there's an awareness of an aspect of duality that's being played out, it's normally it's at the end of its cycle. And so the Akashic Records is really to bring awareness to unconscious aspects and to also open up the portals of the higher aspects of your soul that's been waiting to be embodied. So it's an amazing tool. It's very guided by the Ascended Masters and the Council of the Divine Mother. And it's really to just bring what is unconscious or what is dormant within your soul to your conscious mind.
Who are the Ascended Masters, and can anybody communicate with them?
Who is but the Ascended Masters? Did you say?
Yes, and can anybody communicate with them?
Yes, I mean, the Ascended Masters are playing a major role in planetary ascension upon the Earth. Particularly, I'm working with Lord Sananda, Babaji, Lord Maitreya, Saint Germain, Satya Sai Baba, Lord Buddha. I work very strong with Mother Mary, Lady Nada, Mary Magdalene, working with the consciousness of Isis. Yes, and I, from my understanding, these masters are very accessible to many of us. But often for us to really embody their energy, there has to be a deep purification. They demand, or they request, I should say, that you're a vegetarian and that you're able to really hold that frequency. So as I am channeling the masters, I'm really becoming one with their consciousness and allowing them to really communicate through me. I find in my teachings of teaching people Reiki and teaching people to be healers, as they expand their light body, they're able to have more of a clearer communication with the master beings. And as they really hold their own divine presence through purifying the body with their diet, purifying their emotions, purifying their mind, it's very easy for the masters to be heard, to be energetically felt, and for the guidance of their teachings to support in planetary awakening. And particularly in the to support you in your own healing embodiment of the divine feminine aspect.
Mm-hmm. So in your experience, what is channeling and how does this help humanity?
What is channeling? Well, channeling is, for me, is where I step out of my mind. I really reside within my heart, within my divine consciousness. I access higher levels of consciousness, sound, chantings of Om's and light language. And I invoke the presence through prayer and power of light to come through me. And as I channel, I witness it. The body-mind mechanism drops away, and I witness the energy running through the consciousness, running through my body. I witness the words being spoken. I witness any visions that will come to be shared. It's really about raising consciousness to really sit within the void of your heart. And in that space, we are present. We are the eternal witness of all. And it allows us to channel higher aspects of the universe, higher aspects of the spiritual realms and beings of light that are here to support you. I do believe that each one of us have ascended masters, particular rays that we come in with, and that we are all aligned with masters that will support us in our own evolution and support us in our healing work. So as you really purify through healing, through yogic practices, and your pillar of light opens and you reside deeper in the essence of your heart, you're able to really experience the different frequencies of the multidimensional cosmos that can channel through you and the different teachings and messages that they bring.
What do you call divine feminine, and how does this work been for you?
For me, the divine feminine is the shakti, life force energy that is moving through us. It's where we're allowing our mind to step out of the way and for energy to flow, for the emotional body to be felt, for the intuition to be awakened, for the deeper psychic centers to be opened, to begin to really feel the divine feminine of the earth, the heartbeat of Mother. The divine feminine is embodiment of all the colors. All the aspects of the high beings, the gods, the goddess realm, I should say, that carry the wisdom, so it's a fan body wisdom, divine feminine. It's awakening to higher frequencies of light and love. It's allowing us to open to deeper levels of compassion and to really feel safe to express that unconditional love and that higher psychic wisdom that awakens when we embody that love.
What do you refer to as golden age, and how can your work help in anchoring it upon Earth?
The golden age for me is the balance of the masculine and feminine within. It's the Christed consciousness that is already upon the earth, is already sitting in the hearts of all beings. That some it's dormant and some it has been awakened. It's the time when we as a human race become aware of the divine human that we are, where we start to live our life from the spiritual realm, not from the human realm as such. We live our lives in the human realm, but awakened in this golden age that carries divine human consciousness, which allows the thought forms, the mental body, to start embodying the higher qualities. So unity, love, non-violence, peace. It's where we start to unite in the interconnectedness of all beings, seeing that we're all one. It's where we start to really take care of the earth. It's where we, as humans, become empowered as the sovereign being of light, of the Christed energy that we are.
You will be offering a retreat for women in the lands of Bali, including water blessing. How is this done and what are its benefits?
Okay. The water blessing, there is an ordained priestess that lives here in Bali. She awakened many years ago and is the first female priestess that has been anointed here on these sacred lands. And so to begin the retreat in Bali, they are very part of what they work with is purification with the waters. So we will go to the priestess of Bali who chants the sacred chants of Hindus, of mantras, and begins to really access
the divine feminine access, high dispensations of light that comes through her. And she pours sacred water over us and purifies the psychic center, the astral body, the physical body. The energy that she brings through is truly profound, and it's very important when we begin our work here in Bali that we honor the traditions of this land. So the water blessings is one of the most strongest ways that we can dissolve the emotional body, as the water is very connected with the emotional body. So it allows us to really begin our work as we delve into our shamanic clearings and into the psychic releases by receiving this blessing from the priestess. We will do a water blessing, and I will share ways in which the Native Americans through Red Rose that I have been initiated into how to do our own water blessings, how to bless the waters and do prayers for all the waters on the earth. I do believe the council of the grandmothers I work with and the grandmothers from the Australian land, which I resided for many years also, has asked all women to protect the waters, that we pray for the waters, and that we really support our earth through the power of the prayer of the waters. So I will be sharing how we can access in the lands in which we belong these templates of activating high frequencies of water prayers that can ripple out into all the waterways upon the earth.
So you will also include warm healing, moon cycles. What does this involve, and how will it help women who attend?
Okay. For my many retreats that I've been supporting in and the retreats that I have held, one thing amazes me, or one thing that I'm guided to really support women with, is to really align women with the emotional aspects of the moon and how a woman's cycle, when it's running in the natural cycle, will either have their moon on a new moon or a full moon, and how to really start going with the cycles of the moon. It amazes me how many women go and seek medical advice for their emotional bodies. They feel depressed or they feel anxiety, and they seek medication. And that's because they haven't been graced with the guidance that they are moving within the moon cycle each month. And that this is the natural cycle of woman, to be going through different emotions every 2.5 days, and that their moon cycles will create intense emotional waves sometimes, depending on what's happening planetary, what's happening in their emotional life, what's happening in their ancestral life. So going into the womb, we begin to start looking at emotional patterns, looking at any physical illnesses with the ovaries or within the womb that some women manifest when they're not honoring the emotional body. They don't have time, they've got a headache, they've got a cramp, they take a pill. And we're not honoring this emotion that needs to be released in the monthly cycle. Illness can manifest. So we go into our womb healing, and we start to bring conscious the energetic blockages within the womb, the emotional patterns within the womb. Some of it can be abuse, can be inner trauma. And we bring it to the surface, and we access this womb healing to also support the seven generations of the mother line that we're we're carrying in the womb, and often a woman's cycle and the emotional patterns that are expressed each month is very connected to the mother, to the grandmother and her grandmothers, and this particular program that is being carried on. And so we work deeply in bringing light, bringing the wisdom into the womb for healing, so it can truly embody the golden light, so you can truly begin to embody your pillar of light. And so once that's embodied, then the womb is able to begin to really start to feel the divine feminine, to start to feel that Shakti, start to flow naturally with the creative life force of woman.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us about what you call matrix to magical cellular reprogramming DNA upgrade, which will also be included on the retreat?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that one that come through, that was channeled. The matrix, it just reminds me, this is the third dimensional consciousness. And so when we're just aligning to body, mind, and the emotions, and we haven't truly embodied the consciousness of our spirit, we're living in the matrix, we're living in a fear-based consciousness that has been programmed for many generations now, that God or spirit is outside of themselves, and that they need to particularly function a certain way. And so the matrix doesn't provide the opening to spirit, to consciousness, to a higher power within that is flowing. So it keeps you programmed in conditioned programs that are really not aligned to the truth of who you are. And so the DNA reprogramming is to purify the body first with water, with shamanic clearings, with yoga, with meditation. And once this matrix programs of fear-based consciousness, of separation, has been illuminated, there's an emptiness that will awaken within the consciousness of your being. And we start through light language, through sound, through the higher consciousness of the golden light coming from the central sun. We start to awaken the new DNA, the divine human template, the divine feminine aspect within, to really start to take control of your thought form, to start to be the master of your reality, and to start to align with your spiritual consciousness so that you are creating the life that you wish to live. And when you align to this, this life will no doubt, without a doubt, be one that is in service to the unity consciousness of the healing of the earth, where all beings live in love, peace, harmony, in service and connection to the natural cycle of the earth. In the natural cycle of woman, the natural cycle of the moon.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned the term Shakti embodiment. What are the benefits of including it in your retreat?
Shakti embodiment is an extraordinary, healing, freeing way that the embodied feminine can be expressed. So Shakti embodiment is a lot of dance, it's a lot of shaking, it's a lot of movement, it's working with breath, it's working with sound, it's purifying and it's awakening the Kundalini. So it allows you to start to embody higher frequencies of your Shakti. It allows you to start to awaken your Kundalini. We also work with Kundalini meditation to open up the chakras once we've purified, to really support the Shakti and able to move freely throughout all of the chakras, so then that you're able to access all the different qualities of these energetic centers within your light being. And as you embody it, you're able to access these energies, these creative forces in your physical reality.
To all our listeners, Devi is offering a special discount only for our Inner Healers Radio listeners. Devi, could you talk to our listeners about the special offer?
Yes. The special offer is, well, this retreat is normally $2,500 US, and I'm giving a special $600 discount to the offer to all of you on this program. Sorry, I forgot what I actually offered there, but yes. So there's a $600 discount that is $900 US, but I'm not going to mention.
So we've come to the end of our show. Do you have any last words you would like to share with our listeners?
For me, I feel very blessed to be able to share this. I'm very honored that this is work. For me, this is divine service. And without a doubt, women who are meant to come into this field, the portal has already been opened, will be guided and will automatically resonate and know that their feminine needs to align to this at this time. And so I just offer this work as my divine service to the earth and to woman. I do believe that when women awaken and they start to truly embody the essence of the divine feminine, we can really change what's happening upon the earth at the moment, and that we can become the masters of our reality and bring unified field of love, light, wisdom upon this earth. Namaste, aho.
Namaste, and thank you very much for being our guest today and for enlightening us on the topics you're specialized in.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure to join you.
Our pleasure and honor, too. Thank you very much, Debbie.